Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue talking about a subject that you and I would have, I would say, a considered and objective opinion, because it hits your pockets, isn't it? So we speak to Elise Kruger, independent economist, about this, the fact that in recent months, South Africa's take-home pay landscape has undergone a noticeable shift, with average nominal salary dipping in March 2025, despite a broader trend of year-on-year improvement. Elise, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. I remember a conversation that we've had. I think we've had the conversation two or three times over the past year about particularly the take-home pay landscape, that pay is improving. So I'm curious as to what has led to this dip, because I think I had said then that obviously South Africans don't feel it, but I don't even think many of us would even see it in our bottom line at take home.
Good evening, Tabiso. Yes, we have seen the upward trend throughout 2024, obviously with some monthly volatility, so it's not in a straight line month by month, but the trend has been upwards and quite positive from that point of view, that we've seen a recovery in salaries after having had two very dismal years in 22 and 23. But in March, yes, we had a bit of a dip. And I think it could have to do with the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty suddenly about our positive economic prospects. We started the year off hoping to see good economic growth this year, talking about levels around 1.7 to 2% GDP growth from the low base of last year. You know, quite optimistic about, you know, the cyclical tailwinds and interest rates and inflation and so on. And then, you know, yeah, we were hit on sort of a double whammy. On the one side, the trade, evolving trade war at that stage. It was now, the date is for March, so it was before what is called Liberation Day. But it was already, you know, evident that there's an evolving trade war, you know, brewing, and it could impact South Africa, especially given that our vehicles at that point in time already, you know, knew that there will be a 25% import tariff imposed on all vehicle, you know, imports to the US and so on. So suddenly there was a real U-turn, I would say, in the positive expectations. And it also coincided then with our budget debacle, you know, the to and fro about the VAT rate. And, you know, I think all of that contributed to this sort of a dent in confidence. And I think it could have already started to filter through into this data.
I want to talk about the inflationary environment. When we look at CPI, what are the expectations there? I know it's been moderating to help improve the purchasing power of salary earners, but given these headwinds, both local and international, that you're speaking about, what is then the likely picture going forward?
Tabiso, yeah, that is the interesting thing. I think we might actually see that what's happening globally could be a deflationary for South Africa, specifically if you look at the current level of the oil price. You know, the oil price has come down significantly due to the concern that global demand will be much, you know, less compared to what was expected. And just now, actually today, the World Bank released their commodity outlook at a biannual publication, and they dropped their oil price forecast to $64 per barrel for 2025. That's down from the 80.2 average of last year. So a huge, you know, like 21% drop in the level of the oil price. And for South Africa, as a big importer of oil, you know, that makes a big difference on our fuel price side. And whereas on the one side, yes, the rand has blew out, the rand has actually come back quite significantly as well. So almost back to levels pre the trade war escalation. So from that point of view, we can see actually lower inflation in the next month or three and for the rest of the year, because you also lower your base from where you forecast. So as I speak to you now, my current forecast on headline CPI for 2025 is only 3.3%. So, you know, it's actually dropped compared to a month or what ago. And, you know, if I think about the Reserve Bank, their current forecasts are still based on a dollar oil price of $76 per barrel. And, you know, spot oil is around 65 at the moment. And, you know, month to date is about 67 for April. So it's come down a lot. So I think that, you know, indirect effect will be of the trade war will be bad for economic growth globally, and that will be a dampening impact on oil demand, and that's the lower price. So that will be an offsetting factor for us. And given that South Africa has not retaliated with import tariffs on our side, we will not be paying higher tariffs this side, as South African consumers. Yes, our manufacturers will struggle to be competitive on the outside in US and elsewhere. But, so from that point of view, we can have a scenario where we've got very low inflation. And, if the Reserve Bank, can just sort of release a bit on the nervousness about all the risk factors, I think there's really scope for them to lower rates for us and give us this monetary policy to become a bit of an offsetting positive against what's happening globally.
So there has been talk of further easing just in terms of that. But I'm just wondering, there's another relief with the fact that the tax brackets won't change. There'll be no adjustments as a result of the now no longer mooted proposed VAT increase. But government will still seek to get the revenues elsewhere. Is there any other... I mean, it'll have to find alternatives, won't there? And there's been talks about wealth tax and the fact that the business tax has been left alone for so long. What do you anticipate there?
Yeah, it's a difficult question to answer, Tsipiso, because, they've looked at many of those before. I mean, wealth taxes have always been flagged as a potential in the last couple of years already. And, every time they come back saying, the number of people that's earning really in the high tax brackets are not so many in terms of number. And also the type of taxpayer that makes plans to, move money around and abroad and, doing different things to evade that additional extra taxes, ending up in a scenario where you don't get what you wanted to, you thought you might get in. So that on the one side, I know it's been talked, but never really potential to action on that. Corporate taxes, in an economy that's not growing, the last thing you really want to do is up your corporate tax rate, because that will just make it harder for companies to operate, to make money, to employ people. So, that's also been one that they dropped it for us a year or 3 ago. But it's not a great tax to really increase, because it's got a negative multiplier effect in the rest of the economy. So it becomes a difficult thing. And then it's really why there's a lot of parties and people saying, look at the expenditure side, because it's not only a matter we must raise taxes, we could also lower expenditure. And just there I want to just drop a number which I looked at the time of the the previous budget documentation. If you look at just the unauthorized and wasteful expenditure component, in the latest available data, I think it lagged by one financial year. So it's the previous financial year. I think FY24, it was like 23 billion rand. And, that is way more than 0.5 percentage point VAT hike income. So there must be more creative ways to look at this scenario than to just say which taxes will we now hike if we cannot do that. Can we go to fuel levy, or can we go to this or that? I think one must look at this a bit more holistically. There's a lot of fat that can be sliced off in government expenditure that could make a difference. And then I also do think they will, give SARS, is a revenue service, just more of a mandate to go out and do what they need to do to bring in the income that, is out there and needs to be paid to government.
And I suppose all of that does come down to political will, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And, to be honest, I haven't seen that political will from the current finance minister. You know, yeah, well, he was on record saying, you know, he's just tired of austerity and he just wants to hike taxes and then everybody, you know, everything will work out well. So I'm not sure whether it's, yeah, there's enough political will from his side, but obviously it must be coming from more senior levels as well. So, yes, that will be the painful, you know, area. And, you know, I think the other part of it is also procurement in the state departments. That's also an area where there's a lot of fat, you know, due to BEE, you know, one could perhaps just, you know, almost do a reset button and say, let's look at procurement per department. You know, even put out tenders again, you know, reduce profit margins for, you know, for some of those contracts. I think there must be an open slate and people must think out of the box here.
All right. So just a quick one, Elise, though, you know, why are confidence levels, you know, declining, especially if we're saying the take home pay is still higher than a year ago?
I think it's the potential that what's happening globally and also locally could have a negative impact on the economy. And as it is, you know, with a global impact, both direct and indirect, you know, I think it will be net negative for the South African economy. I have sliced my GDP growth forecast by 0.5 percentage points down to 1% for 2025. And I was also at the beginning of the year, you know, starting off at about 1.7%. So lower economic growth would mean lower activity, less profits, you know, perhaps less earnings, you know, for your salaries, less employment opportunities. And I think that, you know, uncertainty will create less confidence. And in an environment of lower confidence, we know consumers sit on their hands, they wait, you know, they extend or postpone the decision to buy a durable good, for instance, waiting for things to settle. You know, at the beginning of the year, we hoped for more interest rate cuts, you know, earlier this year. Now we are sitting at an unchanged scenario due to the risk factors that have increased. So things have changed, you know, compared to the optimism of the early in the year.
Elise, thank you so much for your time as always. Elise Kruger is independent economist.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.